Speaking of my home, yesterday in the Seattle PI, a report from an international economic and financial information company called the National, which is Global Insight, and also National City Corporation, a financial holding company headquartered in Cleveland, released a study of U.S. house prices in general, but the bottom line was that homes in Seattle, in the Seattle metropolitan area, were overvalued 31.7%. So what does that mean? And does it mean that the assessor is going to be knocking on your door tomorrow with this story in his hot little hand? To help us sort through this is Tim Ellis, from the author of Seattle Bubble. blogspot.com, a blog dedicated to the should I say the ins and outs of the real estate valuation industry?
Sure.
Or the ups and downs, I guess.
Yeah, more or less.
Well, you read the story. What was your take on this? Is this just market forces, or are homes really here overvalued and it's a bubble that's going to burst?
Well, I don't know if I'd say burst. I mean, a lot of people have different definitions of that, but I definitely think that the price of homes in the Seattle area, as with many cities across the country, is not supported by incomes, which is what people use to buy their homes. I don't know, as far as the specific number, 33%, you know, it depends on what kind of you want to plug into the equation you use, you know, what kind of number you come up with, but that sounds roughly accurate to the figures that I've looked at personally.
But it is, in reality, though, it's a reflection of shortage of housing, of demand being greater than supply. It's just market forces 101, isn't it?
Well, that's certainly what the people who sell real estate like to tell everybody. Every time I've looked at the number of people moving to the area versus the price of homes versus the number of jobs, you know, all these things that supposedly drive supply and demand on both sides of the equation, it certainly would support prices going up, but not nearly as much as they've gone up in the last roughly 5 years. That it's been most likely driven by speculation, to put it as simple as possible.
Offhand, and I don't know if there's any way to track this or quantify this, but what percentage of people in King County would you guess have been living in a home that they right now could not get pre-approved to buy if it was for sale and they didn't live there? Their house is valued far above what their income would pre-qualify them for.
Oh, wow. I would bet that would be a startlingly large number. I haven't actually looked into that myself, but I've heard that some 30% of people in the Seattle area own their home outright, and I would bet most of those people probably couldn't afford it at today's market prices. I did an informal survey on my site a while back of the readers, which got, you know, it was only a few hundred responses, and it wasn't necessarily certainly not scientific, but by far the majority of homeowners who responded said that they wouldn't be able to afford their current home at today's market price.
Well, and I less than 2 years ago, my wife and I bought our house in Snohomish County, and we went through I went through a couple dozen houses, open houses, etc., and I was really struck by how many people in King County were selling specifically because they couldn't afford they couldn't afford the annual property taxes.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a problem if you moved in, you know, a long enough time ago, and the taxes could get up so expensive that, yeah, it's for people on a fixed income or anybody like that, that's definitely going to be a problem that they run into.
For the record, I went to a website and I did find a 1,200 square foot home in Prosser in eastern Washington on 0.92 acres for $79,000. So, because apparently, according to the survey, there isn't one town in Washington state that is undervalued.
Well, you have to look at, you know, the incomes in that town. I mean, in the Seattle area, you know, we do have a lot of high-tech industry, and so we have by far the highest incomes in the state, but that's still not enough to justify the current exorbitant cost of housing. And, you know, you go to a town like Prosser, you know, what are the the industries there, what are the incomes that are backing up the home prices, and chances are the incomes are going to be a lot lower than what you see here, so it makes sense that homes are going to be a lot cheaper, but they're still overpriced relative to the local incomes.
Yeah, meth and kidnapping, I believe, are the two biggest industries in Prosser. All right. Well, the blog again, the seattlebubble.blogspot.com, and you...
Yeah, actually, it's just seattlebubble.com works just fine.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, then... if you'll raise your right hand, I'll anoint you as our go-to blogger in regards to real estate. I know you're sitting behind your computer and your right hand's on something else right now, so we'll let you go. All right, well, Tim, thank you very much. We'll post a link on our website to seattlebubble.com, or you can just all remember seattlebubble.com. Well, let me ask you this, and I want you all to be honest. I'll start with this. My home is overvalued. And I mean, I'm not just saying that in case the Snohomish County assessor is listening. But I mean, when you see these assessments come in, you feel like, geez, look at that, I won the lottery. But you know that only a fool would be buying at those prices. We're buying houses in this area because we're all betting. And I think it's a pretty good bet that in 5 years, in 10 years, more people are going to move here. Perhaps a lot of unemployed engineers from France, who knows? And we're going to make the money back. That's kind of what real estate is. But I don't know. You tell me. Is your home overvalued? Be honest. Because you know you're not being taxed on what its quote market value is. The assessment is a couple years behind. Luckily, we'll be back right after this.